email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, last night I was in the Beckett Theatre in Trinity College and we were guests of the DU Players. And the reason we were there was that the DU Players were honouring a colleague of mine with an honorary patronage. And now in previous years, they've given the honorary patronage to people like Fiona Shaw, Bill Nighy, Alan Rickman, Jeremy Irons, and our own Pierce Brosnan as well. So it's a stellar lineup of people. So I was particularly proud of Dustin last night when he received his honorary patronage.
Yeah. What a night. Now, I'll be honest, Ray, of all them names you've read out, having a clue any of them are having a bog. But just to get that doctorate last night was an amazing achievement. Yeah. I want to thank everyone in Trinity College, the crowds. I know there was traffic problems and everything with the crowds and all that and the thousands of people that turned out. I just want to say a massive thank you. It was such a thrill and an honour. For them.
Yeah. Sorry, Dustin, can I correct
you? To get a doctorate, right? No. Very few people have got a doctorate.
Yeah.
Nelson Mandela got one, right?
Yeah, right.
Florence Nightingale,
yes.
Charles Stewart Parnell.
Okay.
Yeah. And Martin King. Sorry, Martin Luther King. Who's the guy who does the weather in TV3?
He doesn't do the weather anymore. Martin King.
Okay. So, no, it wasn't him. It was the other Martin. Yeah, Martin Luther King.
Yeah. Can I just say
to you? They all got doctorates. And I'd just like to say this to the nation.
Yeah.
Thank you. For honouring me in such prestigious, I can't read me on writing, in prestigious form and giving me a doctorate.
No.
Yeah.
You see, it wasn't a doctorate. It was a patronage.
What do you mean it wasn't a doctorate?
It was an honorary patronage.
They put a thing in me head, a martyr bars.
Yeah, they did, yeah. Yeah. No, it's a patronage, which is different to a doctorate.
Why would I want a partridge?
No.
How am I going to feed a partridge?
Yeah. No, you see, if you got an honorary doctorate, you would be Dr. Dustin.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting everyone to call me Dr.
Right.
Dustin.
No.
When I walked in there, Siobhan said, "How are you, Dustin?" I said, "It's Doctor, excuse me."
Yeah, well, fair enough, but it's a patronage. I still haven't found a definition for patronage on Google, but I'll continue to look over the weekend.
So you mean I turned up last night for 2 hours and I'm not even a doctor? I knew medical school took a while, right? But I gave up 2 hours of my leave. I was going to open a surgery.
What's going on? It would have been an academic doctorate as opposed to a medical doctorate.
Don't be using them words at me.
But I tell you what did happen. Can I tell you?
I got a doctorate.
Yeah.
They told me I got a doctorate.
But we were there. Lovely. It was Beckett Theatre. A lovely audience. And it gave us an opportunity to go back down memory lane. And I'd forgotten all those things. Like you ran for the presidency.
I ran for the presidency against the brilliant Mary Robinson.
Yeah.
Smelly Feet Robinson, as we called her back then. Yeah, remember you had to steam clean the carpets and arse and put her on after she left.
Because
the smell, the bang off her. I know people in Mayo don't shower right, but that's ridiculous what she did to that place.
They do.
We had to change all the carpets. Des Kelly was out there for 3 weeks and arse and nuked her on.
Yeah. Remember you ran on that. What was your tagline?
Bringing the dirt to Dingle. People laughed at me, right?
Yes.
Now look at it. Where's Fungi gone now? He's working in China. You see, if we had the dirt, we could have got everyone down there to support him and give him more money. But he got a bigger offer from Beijing.
Did he?
Yeah,
oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever meet Fungi?
Yeah, only in a Chinese or a Japanese restaurant. He was cold.
I believe he was the Cookie Monster was on the quiz there. I believe you had lunch with Cookie Monster.
I did actually. Yeah. This is a true story. Carl Spinney, who's Big Bird, and sometimes because they're magic in Sesame Street and they're absolutely brilliant in the Muppet Show and all that. He's also can eat cookies and he's Cookie Monster. So I myself and the Doggy Dangler, we actually had lunch with Carl Spinney down and get this right, because I'm a doctor now. I can say this. In Ashford Castle, nonetheless, down in County Mayo, speaking of the aforementioned Mary Robinson. See the way I'm speaking now with big words because I'm a doctor, because I got a doctorate. Yeah, yeah.
No patronage. That's important because you can't pretend you're something that you're not.
What? Have you met our politicians in this country?
No. Yeah. And then lovely memories, even about a few years ago, that lovely row you had with Niall Horan.
That was after the Den reunion and we came back and we were doing... And we had Niall came on and kindly, sorry, I met Niall before in the X Factor, lovely guy and all that, especially since he got his teeth done. Everyone in Mullingar should get their teeth done. But I remember saying, I can see Twitter taking off again. But it turned into a bit of, we cut Niall off because remember, we were doing a big charity fundraiser.
It was comic relief for RTE.
And Niall, we had to, now you don't cut Niall hard enough, but we actually had to. So I said, Niall, that's enough, bog off back to Mullingar. Right. Anyway, we wanted Harry Styles.
Yes.
Next morning I woke up, basically trending 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10 on Twitter. Basically, cancelled.
You forgot seven.
No, that was to do with a match. Man United.
Sorry.
But anyway, well done, Ray. You noticed, yeah. Yes, that's why last night when we were in Trinity College, they had Dustin the Turkey, patronage, and Ray Darcy, Irish broadcaster. at least they got 50% of it right because you are Irish. Yes, you're honest, Irish broadcaster. You've done the Rosa today. You've done everything. And there you are, the Irish broadcaster. Now, I have to say, massive shout out to Jesse Byrne and all the gang. Because it was. And that thing about Niall Horan brought back the memories. Because that turned into a huge standoff for about 3 days. Because Niall thought I was serious.
Mm.
I rang Niall. He wouldn't take me phone call. And then he was asked it on an American chat show. And someone just told him, you know, Dustin's just having a laugh here. And it's, you know, and he, in fairness to Niall, he's a lovely lad. And he does. And in fact, he's brilliant.
You've kissed and made up anyway.
No, I don't kiss. Okay, it was a handshake. But look, each to their own. We live in a modern country and that's the way it is. When anyone says different, it's a liar.
Will this change you, do you think?
Not shaking hands at night, aren't
No, the honorary patronage.
Oh, it's a doctorate. What are you saying? What is a patronage?
I told you, I looked
at it. Siobhan, will you check out what a patient it is?
Yeah.
I got a doctorate last night. I'm sure. I turned up to Trinity College. I told you. Napoleon Bonaparte, Charles Stuart Parnell, and Nelson Mandela and me have all got the same award. No, it's brilliant. Yeah, and it was such an emotional night last night because we were going through all the old times. And like, forget the Den filmed all over the world. We're in Japan, we're in Florida, we're in Spain, we're in Lapland every year.
I see your old mates are, they're doing it. There's the video up with Donald Trump. They spoke to him.
Ah, Zig and Zag. Actually, this is what the power of the Den. They interviewed Donald Trump in Florida, I think. Yeah. So
he was a star at the time, I think, wasn't he? Was he the Apprentice?
You mentioned earlier, I think. Yeah. No, it was actually before this.
Was
Apprentice.
It? Right,
yeah,
right.
It was before The Apprentice. But Zig and Zag actually interviewed Donald Trump. Three Muppets. There you go.
The reviews are in. Ray and Dustin. Oh, yeah. We're Brian and Larry said, DU players last night. We need to see more of them on the TV, please. And Ray and Dustin to take over from the two Johnnies and 2FM.
Oh, yeah. Actually, when you're loading the van, put Darren in the front. Hold on. Put the two Johnnies on the roof. And look, Jennifer's up already. She's going into town. And actually put Dunica and Tracy Clifford in. Has no one told Tracy yet? Oh dear. Okay, Tracy, just jump in there. We're just taking you off for a spin, Tracy.
Listen, you should actually, you know, pop by Dan Healy's office on the way out.
It wouldn't be a bad idea, would it? You think it could be a couple of gigs? Are there any openings in 2FM, Ray? Are there?
Huh?
Are there any openings in 2FM? You reckon? Yeah. Is there anyone left?
Well, Tracy Clifford is obviously left.
No, you're not hearing the newest. Oh, sorry, I'm not supposed to announce it.
And Carl and Dunica, and they're all still over there.
Yeah. Look, I missed the two Johnnies, but I much prefer your show, right? Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Congratulations, Dustin.
It's been such an honour. Just thanks to everyone down there. Yeah. The band, lads, if you're addressing me, by the way, the band have just come in, you have to call me Doctor.
Doctor
Dustin, okay?
Keen.
Thank you very much. Or just Doc. You can call me Doc if you want.
Yeah.
So heard the area, lads. Absolutely brilliant. Brilliant.
Keen, Adam, Jack, Dan and Anton. Big love. And their new single, Is It Over Yet? Is out next Friday. And they're going to sing us out today with David Gray Classic.
And where are you playing? The Grand Social again? Where is it, lads? Where are you playing?
In the Workman's Cellar on the 12th, a few days after the song is out. And then we're playing again on the 19th of June. In Grand Social,
That's the one I'm going to go to. It was brilliant area. Love it.
And Keane,
on the guest list.
We didn't mention the L word.
Yeah, we'll leave it out.
Leave it out there. There you go. There you go. So, all right. We're people of our word. So, big love and Babylon when you're ready.
Yeah.